There's hardly any more.
It occurs to you to run this.
It's lovely stove.
How are you?
Very well, how are you?
Good, no finding too much.
Yes.
My wife's Hello, Ian.
Oh, we were so hoping that you'd come and see us.
Yes.
That's wonderful. I'm just getting it. Will you have a cup of tea?
I'd love one.
Right,
thank
let's
you.
Get that.
How are things going?
Yes.
Business
right.
Okay?
No.
No, oh dear, dear.
Not at all, no.
You're holding on though, right?
Just about, yes. Yes.
That must be worrying. A lot of people feel like that, don't they?
Yes. No, it's been a very bad 18 months. Because the business that I was...
Huh?
The business I was a director of...
Yes.
Last year, went into receivership.
Oh, no.
In January.
Oof. Now, does that have... I know you lose your income, but does it penalise you at all?
Yes, it does.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Yeah, we've had the DTI investigated.
Oh, Lord.
It was quite a big company.
Oh.
But it just, hopefully, because, yeah, really they're just trying to investigate to make sure that we didn't act fraudulently.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, good. I mean,
which we didn't.
You didn't, so you
no, it was the downturn at the start of 1991.
What was it? What did you do?
In advertising.
Advertising, yes.
Advertising agency.
Oh.
Yeah. But about a third of the top agencies in our sector all went bust in the last 18 months.
Just living up here quietly in a retirement, one doesn't realise these things.
I mean, unemployment in the white-collar management area is very marked now.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, yes. Yeah, it's really affected our businesses. You know, so many areas have contracted so much.
Yes, it's a knock-on.
It is.
Process,
yes.
Really,
yes,
it
affects everything. But, you know, things are going okay.
But you mentioned just a hold on.
Just about, yeah. Yeah.
Because, as you know, Ben's in Hong Kong.
Yes.
His job's safe enough.
Yes.
He's probably swapping from the police to security in a big bank.
Oh, that's interesting.
I forget the name of it now.
Yeah.
It may be a couple of years before he does that, but...
Right, because he signed up for five years,
he
didn't
he? He signed up for 3 years with an option for another two.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And I think he's going to work out the other two and then go on to this, forget the name of it at the moment, this bank. And but he doesn't want to go back to England anymore.
Oh, sorry, I missed him when he came over last year.
Last year, yeah.
I just had a quick phone call with him.
We did speak to you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, that time went like lightning.
Yes. Such a shame.
Edmund is still at his job.
Uh-huh.
He still hasn't got naturalisation, but he seems to be fairly secure. The journalist, of course.
Yes. Is he confident that he'll get the naturalisation?
Oh, yes, eventually.
Right.
Yes.
Will that be this year, or does it take much longer?
You can never tell.
Really?
You can never tell. Girl we know went over the same time as he did, got it this year.
Yeah.
And it's just the luck of the draw, it all depends upon the temper of the particular official that's handling it, I think.
Yes.
I'll give you a funny obstacle here, though, for you.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
But, I'm just trying to think now. Ben, and for a couple of years, Edmund can't leave the country whilst he's in a job until he gets naturalisation, because he's got to get a work permit, an entry permit and everything all the way through.
Right.
Again, with the present state of unemployment in America, it's unlikely he would get
difficult.
It.
Yes.
They managed to get his extension for his permit because he had these English connections and the paper he was on record that he was very valuable to them, and so they held him.
Good. I'm sure.
Your wife and family well?
Yes.
They're happy with you, are they?
Yes, they are. Yes. I wouldn't bestow them on you even for a short visit though.
Oh,
The small one is.
Have you got two, have you?
Yes. He's a real handful.
Is he? Oh dear,
yes.
Dear, dear, dear.
He's nearly two and it's a trying time.
Five times.
Yes. We're expecting another one in June.
Are you really? About the
That'll be the third.
But I had five. If
yeah.
One was in for the last, but it wasn't was.
I certainly feel that we must be mad. Must be mad.
And you're still living in Chiswick?
Yes, yes. Although we'll have to sell that house.
Would you? What, because of the next position?
Yes.
Oh dear, dear.
So we'll have to. We've put an offer in on a house in Weybridge,
oh, yes.
In Surrey. Not particularly because we wanted to go to Weybridge, but
it's expensive, isn't it?
It is actually. It's £1,500 for a 25-minute journey to Waterloo. But it's got a huge garden, which with the two boys, I think, will be marvellous.
Oh, yes.
It's very unusual for even a suburban area. Huge garden.
I love Weybridge now, too.
Yeah.
But would you be able to make a profit on your own Chiswick house to be able to buy the Weybridge one? Would that be an economic move?
We save quite a lot, which is what we're trying to do, yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. And it's a good area for schools.
It is a good area for schools,
and it's.
In fact, I knew an old couple that ran a private nursery school there, a big one, and a very successful one.
Yes, I imagine it.
For a number of years it did now, but.
It's a shame about leaving Hounslow, where Chiswick is, because they provide nursery places.
Yeah.
So Thomas, who's three, is at school, whereas Surrey doesn't until they're five.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to put them.
Even if they don't, you can sometimes find. If you get behind the scenes, that there is a way of doing it.
Yes, yes.
That's, you know, how that story is and all that sort of
thing. Yes. But we're very lucky where we are. The state schools are very good.
Oh, really?
In Chiswick are very good. Very pleasing. But it's difficult living in London now. We really are aware. I don't know if you get up to London much.
Do occasionally, yeah.
Yeah, but the atmosphere.
Oh, I hate
and
it.
It's awful.
Yes.
Christmas Day, I had a real chest and mouth and everything. And it's so oppressive. And I really worry about it with the children.
Yeah, well, I see that.
Yeah.
I very much dislike London. We've still got a little house there.
Yes.
And so that's sort of.
At the organ works.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a bolt hole.
Mm-hmm.
But I very seldom use it.
Yeah. How's the organ business
going? Yeah, it's amazing work.
Really?
Plenty of work.
Mm. Good.
A lot of it export.
Ian, do you have milk in your tea?
Just milk. That'd
just
be lovely.
Yes.
Yes.
No sugar?
No.
Good lad.
Well, yes, Thomas came back from Japan.
Really?
And he built a large organ at the University of Osaka, or Osaka, or whatever you put it.
Yes.
And he was back there 10 days ago for some reason. I had to see another customer. And then only got back into the country on Monday or Tuesday in this week. And then today I've had a letter from an architect friend in America suggesting he gets in touch with an architect in Osaka for another job.
Gosh.
So I'm taking it down to him tomorrow. And he's got work in America and he's going to build a new one for Chelmsford Cathedral.
Oh, that's a good job.
New one for St John's College, Cambridge, he's really quite busy.
Good. Good. Come on, please, that's business is strong.
Oh, yes, he's all right.
Well, Ian, and how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Keeping
really?
Fit anyway, yes.
You're keeping fit.
He didn't bring the children because he thought that we were too old for them.
I think I'm too old for my smallest one. Harry is a nightmare.
Is
he's a
he?
Real handful.
He's a handful, is he?
Yes.
Oh, dear. I'm just going to pour you.
Right.
I was letting it brew a little
yes,
bit just
fine.
For you.
You're looking very fit, aren't you?
Oh, that's
yes.
Kind of you. Well, we keep busy,
yeah.
Don't we, darling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And We just love it here, of course. So we've got nothing to grumble about at all, really.
He's moving out of London to Weybridge, or hoping to.
Hoping to.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
I think so.
Yes.
But it's not out of choice entirely, because the business that I was in has gone very, very badly over the last 18 months.
Do you mean that type of business or that particular firm?
Both.
Both?
Yeah. But the particular firm I was a director of went into receivership.
Oh dear.
Beginning of last year. It was about a year ago now. And I mean, fortunately it was bought as a going concern.
Good.
But everyone's financial position suffered as a result.
Yes. Mm.
So I'm not on as good a contract.
You're not?
No.
No.
But then I'm lucky to have a job,
well,
really.
I mean, these were the kind of jobs that weren't replaceable, weren't they, really?
Well.
In a slump.
Yes, that's it. I mean, there's so little business around, but.
That's right. But it was rather a good thing that somebody was prepared to buy.
Yeah.
Now pull this forward a bit.
Sorry, is this your suit?
And no, it isn't. No, it's not at all. And I'm going to leave those there. You'll just dive into those, won't you? That's the thing. I'm going to sit quite near to you because I can hear better when I do.
Right.
So, so this means that the house that you were so happy with, and have you continued to be happy with it?
Yes.
In
Chiswick.
In Chiswick,
yes.
That's right. Uh-huh. So you've got to leave that now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But.
Well, this
but
is life when you're
is
young.
Really. Yeah, I mean, it, we're fatalistic about it. It's, I think it is only a phase.
Yes.
Things will change.
Yes.
I'm sure we've learnt, I've learnt sort of business skills as a result of it.
Yes.
So. Positive about it.
Yes, it's the only way to be, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Have you got a house ready for you in Weybridge?
Well, we're buying it from an old elderly chap. Mm-hmm. Who's been in it 20 years, and he's had it on the market for some time. Probably not as long as a year, but it's quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he's accepted our offer.
Good.
But he doesn't seem actually willing to move out.
Oh.
No, which I can understand, really.
One gets very fond of a house,
really. I
think
he's split up with his wife.
Oh.
Although he must be 60-odd. And it's obviously a very difficult time for him.
Yes.
So he's keeping us in limbo, really.
Yes.
Which is a bit infuriating, because Alison's due our third in at the end of June.
Oh.
So we have to be decided either way.
Indeed. Yes.
By then.
Yes.
We were quite happy to rent for a while.
I was going to say, that's the alternative, I suppose, to
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you might even have to do this for an interim period or something until he decides.
Can you get places to rent all right?
Yes, you can, actually. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, do help yourself, Ian. So, where would he be meaning to go if he does that?
He wants to move down to a smaller house in Weybridge.
Yes.
So, which we're told shouldn't be difficult to find.
No.
So, hopefully that'll be the case.
Mm.
But I don't think he realises how difficult it is to set up a move, and that really he's quite fortunate to have a buyer somewhere within the price he wanted.
Indeed.
Because we've all, we've all not got as much for our houses as we want.
No, that's very true. That's true.
But now.
Mm. Oh, let's hope that he will. I mean, the thing is, at the age of 60, he has no conception of what it's like to be your age at this period.
Mm. Well, he hasn't bought sold a house within the last 10 years, which we've done a number of times.
Yes.
And it's not a pleasant, it's a very stressful business.
I'm sure it is. I don't know how we've escaped it so much, but we have, you see, because we lived on the business, that was.
Mm.
Foregone conclusion, and we never sought to move from there until you retired, did we?
Mm.
So one doesn't know exactly what it's like to do it.
No.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. Mm. And tell us about the children. How old are they?
Harry is, he'll be 2 in June.
Mm-hmm.
Then Thomas will be 4 in August.
Oh, I see. So they're nice spaces.
Yes, there'd be 2 years between all of them.
Yes.
So
yes.
which Alison feels is you know, the right
ideal
time for her,
yes,
which is obviously important.
Yes.
And they haven't had, Thomas doesn't remember not having Harry around.
That's nice.
Whereas we've got friends who've got older children, well, a little bit, you know, 3 or 4 years between, and they get old enough to be quite happy that they're all, you know, a centre of attention.
Exactly.
Which Thomas has.
Sours the relationship a bit.
Yeah, it does a bit.
Yes, ah. Mm. Ah, well, that's. And is this going to be, if it's a boy, is this going to be Benjamin?
I don't know, actually.
But you've got two boys.
Mm-hmm. And so the last of the tribe.
The last of the tribe.
Yeah,
well, I think you know what I mean.
Mm.
That's what we did finally in desperation with Ben, wasn't it?
decided.
He was five, number five. It would be nice to have a little girl then now, wouldn't it, really?
It's funny because I always wanted a girl.
Mm.
But now I wouldn't know, I don't feel I'd know what to do.
Well, this is just how Ruth
felt. He's got no choice.
Mm. No, that's right.
This is what Ruth felt, because she had two boys, but and she thought, I shan't know how to deal with a girl at all, which is a funny thing for a woman to think, isn't it?
Well, Alison feels the same.
Does
yeah.
she?
Yes, she's done. Yeah.
It is odd, isn't it?
And then she had
her. Oh, she adores her. And of course she said, it's wonderful, I don't have to keep struggling to get boys out of their trousers.
Yes.
This, of course, is passing now because the girl's four, isn't she, Noel? Four and...
Really?
She'll be five in April, and that's the youngest one.
Oh.
And, here they are.
Mm.
And she said it was lovely to be able to put her in dresses.
Mm.
That's the first day at school for Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
They all go to the same school.
Oh, lovely.
That's nice, isn't it?
Children, yes, great.
Mm. So Ruth, I think, as far as barring accidents, will regard that as being her family now.
Right.
They live in Wells.
Is it?
In Somerset.
Yes, I love it. I don't know that area.
And they're, no, they're very happy. They actually love it.
Yes, good.
So that's them.
I gather John's doing well.
Yes, John is doing well. He's got three children too.
Is it?
Yes,
oh,
but his are the other way round.
Uh-huh.
A boy first and then two girls.
Yeah, I think
he's
got three too.
Nice kids. Mm.
Yes.
Yes, nice kids.
Mm.
And of course, Margaret's not inclined for marriage. She loves her job.
Yeah.
And I think she'll probably stay single unless she meets some nice old man.
Yeah. And where's Margaret working?
She's now at one of the girls' public day school trust schools in Sydenham.
Yeah,
Sydenham High School.
Mm.
Sydenham High School for girls. Her dream, really, is to be teaching at City of London School eventually.
Mm.
And we're hoping that she might get a job there. But she loves her work, doesn't
she,
Lil?
And her mother seems to keep him quite well.
Yes, yes, she is. She had a bad... flew over Christmas. She's come, and she's still got a very bad chest.
Mm. I'm sorry to hear that.
But,
that's the bit that hangs on all, isn't it? Mm. Yes, I saw her. I went up to I go to keep fit with her.
Oh, you did? Good.
And although I didn't last Tuesday, I did the Tuesday before, and she seemed to be getting back on her feet all right.
She says she's much better than that, so sort of sounds
a bit rough. And what about Hamish? Doing fine?
Finding it quite difficult to get work, but he was over at Christmas for a short time.
Oh yes. Don't
so
think we saw him, did we? No.
He wasn't here very long.
No.
But they've set up their own teaching business.
Oh, have they?
And again, because of the recession over there, learning English is one of the things that
it's not a priority.
On terms of priorities, yes.
Mm.
So, but they seem to be working out okay.
Mm.
They've taken somebody else on, so things are going back. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Take a bit of the strain off. Alec is another real handful.
Is he?
He's a year younger than Thomas, but he's same height.
Mm.
And sort of wild, curly hair.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Isn't that
a real
funny?
Wild, but lovely. Lovely boy, yeah.
Yes, yes, but
yeah.
But lively.
Mm, very
lively. Is that the only child they have at the present
time? Yes, yes.
Mm.
I can cope with, I think.
And of course he'll be bilingual.
He is. He's quite slow as a result, which is quite common apparently.
Is it?
With children who are brought up with both languages. They don't speak either very well to start with.
And how old is he, did you say?
He's 2.5.
Oh, well, clearly. It's such an advantage to them later on, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Because Tony, Hamish's wife, is half French. So
is she?
I'm sure he'll
get three. Trilingual.
Yes, because he spent quite a lot of time, he spent the holidays in France.
Yes.
But I'm sure that confuses him even more at this stage. Yeah.
Yes, but in the end it does seem to work. I was always a bit doubtful about it, you know, whether it could confuse children or not, but in fact, it doesn't seem to with John's children, does it?
No, they use his wife is German.
Yes.
Yes. And they use both languages quite freely. In fact, she gets rather uptight because during the year they're at school and they're speaking English most of the time, which is very natural. And so she ships them off to Germany to the relatives.
Put them straight.
Aye.
That's quite right, I think. That's a good thing.
That's right. Well,
I won't think so.
We're not going along.
No, thank you.
Help yourself, I think, if you want one. But of course, the slump is also, not the slump, the recession is also operative in Italy, is it?
Yes.
It's everywhere, Ian.
Yes.
Why do people...
Well,
make such a fuss about it, I mean politically.
Well, yes.
Everybody's having
I
to cope with
it. Coming up for election time.
Of course.
Everyone
is
bound to use anything they can, any angle they can get a grip of.
Yes.
But, yes, no, it is. I mean, they had a lot of business from banks and areas like that.
Yes.
Which, of course, have lost a lot of money over the last year or two.
That's right, of course they have. They will be drawing back on those things.
Yeah.
But in fact, they're the people, aren't they, who need bilingual people
yes,
on the staff.
Yes, they are. They're much, much better. I mean, you know, although they're in recession, I think that in this country, we're owned now, our company, by a French agency group. And none of our directors are learning French.
Isn't it extraordinary?
And yet you've got people who run restaurants, small businesses of that sort, just general businessmen who want, you know they have to speak English. Mm-hmm. And they're just doing it as a matter of course, don't they?
Yeah.
They all seem to have more drive than our people. What's the matter with this?
It's certainly in that area. It's the cosmopolitan business attitude. And it also is complacency, because we can get away with it. You know, all the meetings are held in English, and the French speak very good English. So there's not enough incentive there.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say, I don't. But I know I have to be thrown into the situation of having to do it.
You'd better get on with it
yes.
and do it now. But
yeah,
of course, the beauty of it is you've done it at school, haven't
yes.
you? And once you've done it at school, it comes back with a bit of an effort.
Yeah, I've got reasonable vocabulary.
Yes, yes.
But never really spoken it at all. I mean, we never did any French trips.
Didn't you?
It was useless for languages when I was there.
Was it?
Yeah, it's absolutely hopeless. We never did any trips of that nature at all, actually.
And what was the teaching system? Had they, by the time you were still at school, come on to that new... system where you speak a lot more.
No.
No. You've done it out of grammar books.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. It was, vocabulary tests and that sort of thing. It's Middle Ages approach to...
Well, actually, the one thing you can say about it is a good grounding for what you will now go on and do. Because wherever you go now to refresh your lessons, they'll use the modern method.
Yeah.
And that'll build on that foundation.
Yes.
You'll be astonished how quickly it'll come back.
Mm.
You really will.
It's all we had out at school, yards of verbs and yards of nouns. We never knew how to put the two lot together.
No.
That's true.
Yeah.
The people who had the imagination or ability to do it were the ones that could speak the language, the ones that didn't.
Yes,
it made no connection at all.
Because I knew a lot of nouns and a lot of verbs, I could get by when I went to Algeria in 1940, but I envied those who could really speak Did see some officer floundering for a word for a cabbage or something of that sort. I could provide the word, and he provided the conversation.
Yes. Well, actually, you're going to a centre, aren't you, where there will be evening classes and that sort of opportunity.
Yes.
I think,
It's well served.
I would imagine it's quite good ahead.
Mm.
Yeah. You'll have no problem yet.
Mm.
You won't really.
No. I have to give up my art classes then, which is... That's I haven't been doing them recently, but where I've been able to get an evening away, that's what I've spent my time doing over the past few years.
Yes. Will it rule it out altogether, do you think, if you've got
well,
to do the French?
Well, Alison goes out for one evening, so that means I have to get back early for that evening.
Mm.
And then if I go out for another one, that means two evenings back.
Yes.
Leaving the office at 5:30 on the dot. And
yes.
I can't do that more than twice a week.
No, I see. Your work itself is going to take more time than that.
Well, yes.
Is that just at first, or is it regularly?
No, I mean, that's always been the case.
Yeah. It's tough, really. It is tough.
It's very erratic work as
yes,
well.
Yes, is
it's
it?
It's very, you know, stop-start.
Yes. Is it still advertising?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You must be pretty good at that by now.
I've got quite a lot of experience.
Yes, you have.
Since I was, getting on 15 years now.
Heck.
13 years. In the same area.
Mm.
Now, I've not really moved around a lot.
No. No.
In the actual function.
No.
Just sort of progressed.
Yes.
Up the ladder.
Yes. Yes. Oh well, you can only make the best of the thing you've got, and that's the best thing to do, rather than unless you're forced to switch horses, you know, in the stream.
Well, I always say that it always comes as a surprise that I was good at anything, and I always think back to the time I think Edmund and I were sitting in the back garden here, and deciding that we would go off and join the paratroopers.
Really?
Because we weren't going to get any O levels.
Oh.
And that was really about all we were good for.
How funny. But in fact, you did get your O levels, didn't you?
Well, I got a handful.
As I remember.
Enough.
You haven't got a BA.
Yeah.
Oh, but wait a minute, not until after that, was it?
Yes.
He got his O levels, but that was it.
Yes.
And by that time he'd had enough, and I suppose you had too.
Well.
Did you stay on for A's?
Yes, I did.
Mm.
But again, I've always had the ability to scrape by,
yes,
on knowing what the minimum required was, and pitching myself at just over that point, I think.
Yes.
Which I suppose is some sort of ability.
Well, it is in a way, that's quite true.
Yeah.
Yes, it saves the use of excess energy when you don't need to, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Edmund was lucky because he got this chance to do a university course, you see, in New Hampshire, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well,
that's when Ben and I saw him when he was doing
that. That's right, you did.
Doing that, yes.
You did.
Yeah. I'd love to see him again.
Oh,
I'd love
to
do a trip out there.
It would be wonderful,
yes,
wouldn't it? He so loves to see people, and of course at the moment, he don't make trips, or at least it wouldn't be wise to make trips here.
Yes, I know.
Because he's waiting for his...
Yes, naturalisation.
Yes,
that's
really
another cup of tea.
Yeah. I'm fine, actually, thank you.
We've got photographs, recent ones, to show you anyway.
Okay.
And we saw him in... September, October, didn't we?
Yes,
end
yes.
of September,
yes,
beginning
good,
of October.
Good.
And stayed. Well, now, I don't know whether you remember that in the grounds of the caves,
yes,
they had a barn just a little way from the house. You could see it,
right,
but it wasn't very striking.
Cool, yes.
No, it was just grey and
yes,
quite unobtrusive. Well, they've had a marvellous sort of conversion of that done.
Mm.
For guests, and
it's a beautiful house, anyway.
Oh, beautiful house,
mm,
yes. And they're still in the same house. They're
yes,
very fond of it.
Yeah.
And so now when we go, they're awfully sweet, and they bring Edmund at the same time. And we all three, Noel and Edmund and I, live in this barn.
Oh, that's lovely.
Which
well,
is marvellous.
Sleeping in the barn for breakfast. George did that, really, so that when the grandchildren came, he hadn't got them under his feet.
No, that's a good idea.
And he was worthy enough to do exactly as he wanted.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Oh, ideal.
It's
yes.
really lovely. They're such nice people.
Yeah.
And of course
I didn't
they.
Meet him.
Oh, didn't you?
No, I only met
Ellie.
Only briefly as well.
Well, it was summer, wasn't it?
Yes. No, it was April.
Oh.
April.
And had they gone
the
away
sun,
then?
The sun was there.
Dan.
Dan was around, and the other one, the younger one.
Oh, John.
I don't remember his name.
John was the youngest.
Yes, I think it
Mike
was him.
Wouldn't be. I think he was getting on with it. Oh, I don't know.
Dan
Mike
lived
was at
in
university.
Town.
Yes.
And the son, I think he was at college himself.
That's right.
He was sort of back and forth.
That's
but he was
right.
based in the house.
Yes, that was John.
Yes.
Mike was down at Providence. He was in university. They're all married, those boys, now.
Really?
Yes,
good.
Dan is married.
Oh,
without
Dan,
any children. Oh, yes,
yeah.
Dan's a dear boy.
Yes.
And we're very fond of them all.
Mm.
And, of course, it's just like second home to England.
Mm.
They are so good to him.
Yes. Well, that's must be good to have somebody like that over there, because it must have felt quite isolated at
yes.
some times.
He would if he hadn't got
yes.
them, certainly.
Yes.
And it's lovely because he adores to get into the open air, does Edmund, and that means that he and George go about this lovely big ground
yes.
that they've got, and Edmund does lots of grass cutting and
yeah,
tree
cutting.
All manner of things with George. They've got a great relationship
good.
Going.
Good.
And of course he spends Christmas.
Let me see, Dan is the same age as John, isn't he? As Ben, no, Edmund, isn't he?
I think he's
a bit older.
Oh,
he's
yes.
younger than John.
Edmund
than
and I are the same age.
Are you 34 now?
Yes.
That's right. Well, I should think Dan might be...
A couple of years older?
Not as much as that.
No.
Do
you?
No.
Remember, they're a couple before they were married.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Dan must be... I would have thought it's only months, probably,
yeah.
but it might be quite a few months older than you. I don't think it's more, because we soon had started having our children, didn't we?
Mm.
Oh, wait a minute, we're saying than Edmund, aren't we?
Yes. Mm.
Of course, I'm stupid. He was the eldest of their children.
Dan was.
Dan
yes,
was.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a bit vague about it. You may well be right, and it was 2 years.
Mm.
Because, of course, we've got older children than Edmund.
And line him up with Edmund, then, wouldn't it? No. Yes.
No.
No, I don't know.
No, a couple of years, you're quite right. Couple of years old, I should think. Yeah, that's it. But, oh, they're a great family, they really are. But I think George enjoys having Edmund, because although Dan lives in the town, what's it called, New Haven,
yes.
Obviously he's got his own business. He's got a shop now, an outfitter shop.
Yes.
Did he have at that time?
He had something like that. He was so vague, though. He was delightfully great.
Oh,
yeah.
Delightfully. He's an absolute...
But I never really sure what he was doing.
No.
Yes, I thought he had a shop, maybe. Yes.
He worked in a shop, probably at that
yes,
time.
I think so, yes.
That's it, he worked
it's
in that fancy goods shop.
That's right.
Visitor
shop.
Sorry?
I think it was 9 years ago.
Was it?
Yes.
It doesn't seem possible, does it?
The year before I married.
85. Was it really?
Is that, no, 85, but, no, 83, that's right, yes.
Was
9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, that was a great thing for you, really, wasn't
it?
You must have enjoyed it.
Splendid.
Was it?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Really, very good. Mm. I enjoyed travelling with Ben a lot.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes,
he's
a good travelling companion, I should imagine.
Yes.
Yes.
He's
been
all over the world since then.
Yeah,
yes.
I know. Most envious of him, I am.
Do you sometimes get any word from him?
Very rarely.
Mm. Well, so do we. Rarely. Yes.
I must write to him myself, actually.
Have you got his latest address?
I haven't.
We'd better give it to you, because he has changed
it. I
did
bring my address.
I'll go and get it for you. I'm going to make yourself another cup of tea.
Oh, right. I'll just... Excuse me a minute. I'll get
yes,
a paper now. And my book.
Use it now, just a minute.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
he's moved his address many times. There you are, and that's all complete with
zip code.
Yeah, the, yes, wait a minute, there's the one. I don't think there's one. Oh, it's just central Hong Kong. But his telephone number's there. And then you'd probably want to...
Oh, he's got
Edmunds, is it? Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, in a minute now.
Sorry,
yeah,
that's fine.
Here we are. Yes, he's on the ships, on the boats now, you know, the police boats, ships.
Yes, because I had a very brief phone call.
Oh, I see.
The day before he left.
Hmm.
Is this on the sort of 60th floor or something?
It's pretty, yes, just that sort of place.
Have you been to Hong Kong?
No? I haven't been to Hong Kong to see Ben, because, but I did go to Hong Kong when I went to China.
Oh, you went to China, that's right.
That's right, for 3 weeks, and then I wasn't impressed by it. I was much more interested in China.
Yes.
But I would, in a way, love to go whilst he's there, but he really feels that it wouldn't be a place that would suit Pa and me on holiday.
Mm.
So...
I've heard that before.
What, the?
Other people. It's a noisy place. Might as well go and have a holiday on.
It isn't. It isn't nice, but...
Well, if you've been there, I haven't.
Mm.
It's nice for the young, I think.
As far as I've been, it's the airport.
Mm. Now, can you see Edmunds? Because he changed his. You see, it's a terrible one.
Right, I've got everything down there. My
place. Well, it's here, darling.
Yeah,
but it's just a question of finding it. Just go through, you'll find it
certainly. Is it? Oh, that's it. Is it far?
Yeah,
yeah. That's 42K Street.
That's it.
Right, lovely. I'm going to get one of those articles in Edinburgh.
Oh, yes. Yes, he'll enjoy that.
Nope. North Canton, so I should.
Yes, it's a strange
behind
it in China too, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, what we, Alison and I would like to do is get rid of the boys for a few days.
Yes.
Have one of those short breaks in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Because neither of us have been to the Far East, so.
That would be lovely.
Mm.
Do you good too.
Yes, that's right. But we get around to it.
Well, Hong Kong isn't there for long now, is it? As it stands.
That's right. Does Ben know what will happen? Is he?
No, I don't think so. But he is
he's
having. Oh, I won't interrupt you. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's right. I gather he's joining a bank.
Well, he's had an interview apparently. John came back from Japan last week and he'd spent he spent last weekend actually with Ben, and he said he'd had an interview with Citibank. You got that now? And have you got his number in there or not?
Yes, I've got.
Oh, good, you've got the lot.
Yes.
Fine.
Lovely.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, he was talking about this Citibank job, and it's to do with security, actually. I'm a bit scared about it, but then mothers always are. It's to do with credit card fraud.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it would take him to New Zealand, the Philippines, I think, and somewhere, Japan. So it's quite a wide field, you know, but I think you're dealing with some very rough lads when you get into this credit card business.
Well, I think he's dealing with them.
I mean,
anyway,
credit fraud.
Long.
Well, of course, he'll have had, he will have had some of that.
Yes.
Certainly, he will.
Yeah.
So we just don't know what he'll do. Oh, yes, take that with you. We've had several copies, so
okay.
Take that.
Oh, good.
Because Alison will be interested in it too, I'm sure. So if you're going to have a trip to Hong Kong, it's got to be before very long.
Yes.
Is there anybody in your family, in your wide family, who will have the boys for a few days?
Well, we've got a friend round the corner who's got a large house and two children very close in ages. And they'll do it for us if we do it for them.
I see.
So that'll be...
They're in Chiswick, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
So that'll be the ideal arrangement, really.
It would. I suppose Alison's not fit to go off right now.
Well, that's what we were wondering, really.
Hmm.
Because she's only had a few more months. If we sell the house and don't buy another one, then maybe we'll do it.
Yes,
spend
yes.
Some of the money.
Because presumably she could travel.
I'm not sure how long.
March, April, May, June.
You can do a long
she could
flight.
Just now, but it's going to get a bit more difficult,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
But of course, after the baby comes, it could be
a year,
months,
yeah,
won't
yeah,
it?
Really.
Until the baby's on the bottle, really.
Mm.
It's a job I wouldn't mind. With a baby, just by itself. I couldn't take a baby and two children.
No, that's right.
But, well, I suppose. Where are we? It's 1992. It's 5 years, yeah,
yes,
before Hong
right.
Kong goes over.
Yes.
So you might be able to
yes.
arrange it, even if you've got to strip the family. I don't know whether you would do that or not, but
I'm sure.
Your mother would have one.
She'd have to have a lighter one than we've got at the moment. Yes, yeah, Harry's as heavy as the elder one.
Really?
Yeah. But we've got some friends who've recently two lots who've emigrated to Sydney.
Oh.
And I'd like to see them too.
Yes.
But this is the trouble, you end up thinking, well, shame to go that far and not do it.
You do.
But then you put off doing it at all.
But yes, you do. I'm afraid that's how it works.
I think the long, you know, a short week in Hong Kong would be.
Well, you could do that in Hong Kong, couldn't you?
Well, I
whereas you couldn't in Australia.
Four or five days is quite a good time.
Yes, it
Kong,
is. Right now, did you ever meet Ben's friend, who was in the Metropolitan Police too, Nick Kemp?
No.
Well, he was a fair-haired boy, nice lad, who was in with Ben right at the start.
Oh, I did meet him, yes.
Yes, I thought you would
yes.
have, because he was a regular pal
yes.
of Ben's.
I forgot his name, yes.
The other one was Mort.
Yes.
You remember Mort,
yes,
I'm
I
sure.
Yes, yes.
Nick and his wife went out last Friday, not yesterday, but the previous Friday, to stay in Hong Kong. Whether they're staying with Ben or not, I'm not clear.
Right.
But they're spending a fortnight, which will be nice
yes,
for him.
Because he doesn't get much time off, does he?
No, I don't. I think he does work. He works long hours. I think at this job he's doing now, he has to be on call 24 hours a day, I think. But of course, or was that the immediate job previously?
I never really worked out, really, quite frankly. But the thing is, if you ring him and he's not there, there's a note always to say, where's a million?
Yes,
there's a callback, you know,
yeah.
what it was. But actually, I believe now that he's in this on the boat, it's a 24-hour shift.
Oh, yes.
He's got his cabin and everything, I think,
mm-hmm.
for sleeping. I think that's what it is. But John came back the other day and said he'd been on the boat with
mm.
Ben. He said, but I think they're kidding, and we didn't see a single pirate anywhere, you see. He said, next time I go, he's going to get permission, whether he's on the boats or not, for me to spend a whole day on a boat, and then we're more likely
right.
to see something
yes,
happening.
I'm
you know.
Sure it would.
Yes.
Drunk junks
with their
steel hulls and turbo engines.
That's right.
The ones that sort of charging off with
that's right.
the contraband.
With the cocaine.
Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing, but Ben has really enjoyed it, you know. His enjoyment has increased all the time, hasn't it, Noel?
Well, Patricia had a fairly long chat with him, and she said he was really enthusiastic.
Your mother went?
No, she when he was here.
Oh, I'm so
yes,
sorry. Yes. Oh, that's a long chat, I beg your pardon.
Longer than I did, really.
Oh, yes. Yes, he really is. And he's so in love with the Far East that he has no intention, has he, of coming back. You know, we can just say goodbye for a while, I think. And a Filipino girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yes, but he says she's a nice girl, so we'll have to wait and see. But I mean, he's not one of two.
Ben's very sensible about it, isn't he?
I think so. I think
he can trust his judgment.
We feel that. We feel that with both boys, quite honestly, those two boys.
Mm.
Neither of them seems to be in a hurry. I think Edmund would like to find the right girl.
He had a nice girl, didn't he?
Yes, but she was a very nice Jewish girl, and we did like her a lot.
Well, I met her when I went out.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Her name was Rhonda.
Oh, no, it wasn't her.
Oh, you mean the one... Ah, you mean the one he met in Israel?
Yes,
That's right.
She was a very nice girl.
Yeah.
She was.
Okay, yeah, because we met
here.
Yes.
That's right.
So the family were too Orthodox and they didn't...
That's right.
Well, and her father, you see, also, he was a psychiatrist.
That's right.
And the uncle, his brother, was a dentist or something. And Edmund hadn't got a fixed career, so that I don't blame them for being a bit cheery. But he was upset over that, I think.
Not surprised.
Yes.
She was a very nice girl.
Yes, she was.
But so was Rhonda. We liked Rhonda, didn't we?
But we got to know the other one more because we had her at home here.
Yes, we did. But Rhonda seemed to decide in the end that Edmund was too, what was the word she used? Frivolous. She just hadn't penetrated Edmund at all.
No, that's a long word for him.
It is the long word for him, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not so long.
That he didn't take life seriously enough. Well, I mean, he's great.